Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Wednesday, January the 23rd. As always, I give thanks to God for you and for what He is doing in your life and in the life of your family members. I truly am thankful that we get to partner in prayer every day, Monday through Friday, between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. as we partner with the Holy Spirit. If you've been watching the news at any moment in time, if you're on any type of social media, you know that we continue to face several challenges in our country, challenges in the government. Our government is still shut down. People are still not getting paid. Challenges amongst brothers and sisters. And what I mean that holistically, you know, our white brothers and sisters, our black brothers and sisters, our Latin American brothers and sisters. There's just a lot going on during this time. We know that a percentage of the most wealthiest people in the world far outweigh the percentage of those who are in poverty. And so we have a lot of challenges. And it always takes me back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 through 16. And it reads, "That if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart." We are the church. We are the temple. God has set us apart to be holy. If there are things that we want God to do, there are some things that He requires of us. I believe God when He says that then He will hear from heaven, forgive sins, and restore their land. But before that, there's an if then. If my people who are called by my name, that means if we claim to be called by His name, and if you're on this line, that I believe you, when you said, you know, God has called you by name, you are His people, then we have to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to seek our face. And then we have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to acknowledge that there are some things in us that God has to take out. And we can't take it out ourselves. We need His help. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are God and God alone. We thank you, oh God, for you are the living word. Your word breathes life unto your people, oh God. Your word has come, oh God, to give us instruction, oh God. Your word has come, oh God, to give us peace. Your word has come to give us joy. Your word has come, oh God, even to give us a way of escape, Heavenly Father. Your word, Heavenly Father, has come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we would have life and life more abundantly, oh God. So God, on this morning, we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we don't have to do this alone. We thank you, oh God, that when we see the news or we hear of different events or things are going on in our lives, oh God, that we have a place to go. Hallelujah. For your word says that your name is a strong tower, oh God, and the righteous run to it and are safe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, oh God, with humble hearts, oh God. For your word says that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves, God, we humble ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lay aside every inch, every millimeter of pride right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lay aside our egos, oh God. We lay aside self-righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we lay aside, oh God, any and everything, oh God, that is offensive to you, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask that you would accept our prayer on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we ask that you would accept, oh God, everything that we offer up unto you on this morning, oh God. For God, your word says that if we would pray, oh God, and seek your face in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are praying this morning, oh God. We are seeking your face on this morning, oh God. For your word says, oh God, that if we seek you, we would find you. God, we are seeking you on this morning, oh God, and asking you, oh God, our heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to intervene on the things that are going on in the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking you, oh God, to intervene with what's going on in our government system on this morning, oh God. God, we are asking you to intervene, Heavenly Father, what's going on in the streets of Indianapolis, oh God, in the streets of Chicago, Heavenly Father, in the streets of Atlanta, oh God, in the streets of California, oh God. We are asking you, oh God, to intervene in Asia, in Antarctica, oh God, in Africa, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in North America, in South America, in Latin America, oh God. We need your intervention on this morning, oh God. We need your warring angels on this morning, oh God. We need your ministering angels on this morning, oh God. God, we are praying to you on this morning. We are seeking your face, oh God, and we declare and decree, oh God, that we are turning from our wicked ways even right now, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us on this morning, oh God, for every deed done, Heavenly Father, that was not pleasing to you, oh God. Every lie that we spoken, oh God, every gossiping word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every act of sexual immorality, oh God, in Jesus' name, forgive us, oh God, forgive us, oh God, even as children, for being disobedient to our parents, oh God, forgive us, oh God, for not always leading a godly life in front of our children, oh God, for not being intentional, oh God, about the words we speak, about what we watch, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the things that we expose our children to, oh God. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for not being good stewards over our money, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, where we could have given to a church or to a charity, oh God, or somebody in our family or a friend who's been in need. Forgive us, oh God, hallelujah, for going into work some days and just being angry at everybody, oh God, and willfully not speaking to folks in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for responding to things on social media that have nothing to do with us, oh God, when you told us to mind our own business, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh God, for talking about our in-laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for talking about people who are married to people in our family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just so we can have something to say. Forgive us, oh God, for being jealous and envious, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for being full of pride, Heavenly Father, and not ever wanting to be, or not ever wanting to say, I'm sorry. Forgive us, oh God, for walking in the spirit of offense, God, where can't nobody tell us anything, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for not practicing self-control, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for speaking whatever comes to our mind, oh God, and not thinking about the consequences or the hurt that it may cause somebody else, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for talking about people's children, oh God. Hallelujah. When we don't know what our children are doing when we're not around, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. And God, help us to turn from our wicked ways, God. Your word says to turn. Hallelujah. So it doesn't do us any good, oh God, if we ask you to forgive us and we keep on keeping on doing the same thing. Clean us up, oh God, on this morning. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Because it's then and only then, God, you're going to hear from heaven. Forgive our sins and restore this land. Oh, God, we need a restoration. We need a revival, oh, God. We need a renewing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, restore this land, oh, God. Restore us first back to you, oh, God. Because if we are truly restored back oh God. If we are truly your people, oh God, hallelujah, we would honor your word and keep your commandments, oh God. We would love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, oh God. And we would love our neighbor like we love you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to not go around professing Christianity, oh God, and we don't display your love in our hearts. We don't display your forgiveness in our hearts. We don't display your kindness in our hearts. We don't display, oh God, your long suffering in our hearts. We don't display your peace in our hearts. We don't display your joy in our hearts. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God, and help us to turn wholly and completely, oh God, so that you can restore our land, you can restore our families, you can restore our government, you can restore us back to you, oh God. For we need to be restored on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree your word, oh God, because we have been set apart to be holy. For your word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. And your angels are encamped around you, oh God, crying out, holy, 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 for holy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, you said that you would watch over it. Hallelujah. So if we do these things, oh God, you are watching over us, oh God. For we are dear to your heart. So we come in agreement with your word, oh God. We come in agreement as brothers and sisters, oh God, that we are not going to be the same. We can't afford to keep playing this game. Hallelujah. For your word says, oh God, that when you come like a thief in the night. Hallelujah. No man knows when you're coming. We don't know when you're coming for us individually or collectively. So help us, oh God, hallelujah, to be right before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.